Part 3. Solutions to Military Veteran Isolation. Chapter 10. Government and Healthcare Solutions. Isolation among veterans is a complex issue, but it is not one that must be faced alone. The U.S. government, particularly the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, has a critical role to play in addressing veteran isolation, improving mental health services, and ensuring that every veteran has access to the resources they need to reintegrate successfully into civilian life. While various programs and initiatives exist to help veterans transition and maintain their well-being, many still fall through the cracks due to systemic inefficiencies, lack of awareness, and a general mistrust of government institutions. This chapter will explore the role of the VA in combating veteran isolation, the mental health resources available to veterans, and the reasons why many do not use them. Additionally, it will examine proposed policy solutions that could expand outreach, increase funding, and ultimately improve the effectiveness of veteran support services. The role of the VA in combating veteran isolation. The Department of Veterans Affairs is the primary federal agency responsible for assisting veterans with their health care, disability benefits, education, housing, and employment services. While the VA offers a broad range of programs, its role in addressing veteran isolation is particularly important. The VA provides mental health services, peer support programs, and initiatives aimed at helping veterans reintegrate into civilian life. However, despite these efforts, many veterans continue to feel disconnected from society, and the existing system has notable gaps that limit its effectiveness. Key VA programs targeting veteran isolation. VA Mental Health Services. The VA offers counseling, therapy, and psychiatric services for veterans struggling with PTSD, depression, and anxiety, conditions that often lead to social withdrawal. Programs like Veterans Crisis Line provide 24/7 crisis intervention for those experiencing suicidal thoughts. Telehealth services have been expanded to provide mental health support for veterans in remote or rural areas. Veteran Peer Support Programs. The VA runs several peer support initiatives where veterans help fellow veterans navigate challenges post-service. Programs like the Vet Center Program provide confidential counseling services for combat veterans and their families, focusing on social reintegration. Buddy-to-buddy programs connect veterans with trained peers who offer support and guidance, reducing feelings of isolation. Community-based veteran engagement. Veteran Community Partnerships, VCPs, link the VA with local organizations to provide support for veterans outside of the VA system. Recreation and social programs, such as VA-sponsored sports teams, equine therapy, and group therapy outings, encourage veterans to stay active and connected. While these initiatives are valuable, they are not without shortcomings. Many veterans either do not know about these services, do not trust them, or struggle to access them due to logistical barriers. Mental health resources available through the VA, and why many veterans don't use them. Despite the availability of mental health services through the VA, a significant number of veterans avoid or delay seeking help. Understanding the reasons behind this reluctance is essential to improving the system and making resources more accessible and effective. Available mental health services. VA medical centers and outpatient clinics. The VA operates 1,298 outpatient sites and 171 medical centers across the country, providing a range of mental health services, including therapy, medication management, and crisis intervention. Vet centers. Designed specifically for combat veterans, these centers offer individual and group counseling for PTSD, military sexual trauma, and readjustment challenges. Suicide prevention programs. The VA's suicide prevention coordinators work with at-risk veterans and the Veterans Crisis Line provides immediate assistance to those in distress. VA telehealth and mobile apps. The VA's telehealth services allow veterans to speak with a mental health professional remotely. Mobile applications, such as PTSD Coach and Mindfulness Coach, provide self-guided mental health support. Why many veterans don't use VA mental health services? Many veterans harbor a deep mistrust of the VA system due to negative experiences, including long wait times, bureaucratic delays, and inadequate care. Stories of poor treatment and indifference from VA staff further fuel this skepticism, leading many to avoid seeking help altogether. This widespread lack of trust can make it difficult for veterans to feel confident that they will receive the care they need. Another significant barrier to seeking mental health support is the perceived stigma surrounding it. Many veterans worry that admitting to struggles with mental health will make them appear weak. The fear of being judged by their peers, or labeled as unstable, discourages many from pursuing therapy or counseling, even when they recognize the need for help. Accessibility and logistical challenges also prevent veterans from receiving the care they need. Many VA medical centers are located far from where veterans live, particularly in rural areas. Transportation issues, coupled with the difficulty of scheduling appointments, create further obstacles. As a result, some veterans may opt not to seek treatment simply because it is too inconvenient or difficult to access. Long wait times for services are another major issue. Some veterans report waiting weeks or even months for an appointment, which can be discouraging and lead them to give up on seeking care altogether. The high demand for mental health services often exceeds the capacity of VA facilities, leaving many without timely support when they need it most. Lastly, a lack of awareness of available resources compounds these challenges. Some veterans simply do not know what programs exist or how to access them. The VA's communication efforts often fail to reach those who need help the most, leaving many without the knowledge necessary to take advantage of the resources designed to assist them. Addressing these barriers is critical. Without improvements in outreach, trust building, and accessibility, many veterans will continue to go without the help they need. Proposed policy solutions: expanding veteran outreach and increasing funding for mental health services. While the VA provides valuable services, significant improvements are needed to ensure that all veterans receive the support they deserve. The following policy solutions could make a meaningful impact in combating veteran isolation and improving access to mental health care. Expanding veteran outreach efforts is crucial to ensuring that more veterans are aware of and can access the services they need. The VA should launch more aggressive awareness campaigns to educate veterans about available mental health and support services. Partnering with veteran organizations, employers, and community groups could help spread awareness and reach those who may not actively seek assistance on their own. Additionally, expanding peer-to-peer outreach efforts can play a significant role in building trust among veterans. Veteran-led outreach programs, in which former service members connect with and support their peers, could encourage more individuals to seek help. Hiring additional veteran outreach specialists would further improve engagement and ensure that more veterans receive the guidance they need. Technology should also be leveraged to enhance outreach efforts. Social media, text message reminders, and AI-driven platforms could help improve communication between the VA and veterans, making it easier for them to stay informed about available services. Increasing funding for mental health services is another essential step in improving veteran care. Allocating more funds to hire additional mental health professionals would help reduce long wait times and improve the overall quality of care. The development of more localized mental health clinics could also make a significant difference. Rather than requiring veterans to travel long distances to VA medical centers, the VA should invest in small, accessible clinics closer to where veterans live, particularly in rural areas. Another effective approach would be to provide financial incentives for private therapists to treat veterans. Increasing reimbursement rates for private mental health providers who treat veterans could encourage more professionals to participate in veteran care. Expanding the Veterans Choice Program would also allow more veterans to seek treatment outside of the VA system, increasing accessibility to quality care. Improving the efficiency of VA services would also enhance veterans' access to the care they need. Reducing bureaucratic red tape by simplifying the process for making appointments, filing claims, and receiving treatment would remove many of the obstacles that veterans currently face. The creation of a national database for veteran services would also be highly beneficial. A centralized, user-friendly platform could help veterans easily locate and access the services available to them without unnecessary delays or confusion. Additionally, offering more flexible treatment options, such as expanding walk-in mental health services and same-day counseling appointments, would ensure that veterans receive timely and effective support when they need it most. Crucial role. The government, and specifically the VA, plays a crucial role in helping veterans combat isolation and mental health struggles. While many services exist, they are often underutilized due to mistrust, logistical barriers, and lack of awareness. By expanding outreach, increasing funding, and improving efficiency, policymakers can ensure that veterans receive the support they deserve. No veteran should feel abandoned after their service. With better policies and improved access to mental health care, we can reduce isolation and help veterans reintegrate successfully into society. The battle does not end when a service member leaves the military. Sometimes, a new fight begins. The fight for healing, reconnection, and purpose. With the right support, veterans can find the path forward and reclaim the life they fought to protect.